the first time in New York history, people froze to death in the middle of July.
What is it?
The death chill. The power to kill by fear itself. Your veins turn to rivers of ice. Your bones crack. And the last thing you see is your own tear ducts freezing up.
Like, literally scared to death?
So cool.
And welcome to the podcast that does, I think, what it says in the tin. It's best film ever. My name's Ian.
And I'm Liam.
Hey, that's the thing. I sit on there. That's good. We're here today to do a see it.
Or skip it.
Yeah, on Ghostbusters Frozen Empire.
I think Empire State Building, New York.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, the Empire State. Frozen Empire. Good enough. Yeah, Frozen Empire. Got it now. Frozen Empire. So if you've not heard one of our See It or Skip It episodes before, basically is we are, aren't you a lucky thing today to be stumbling upon this? We're going to go ahead and do a spoiler-free review of the film. And at the end, we're going to give you a verdict that says whether we think you should see it or skip it, ergo the branding. At the end of which, you will hear a sound that sounds... Well, it will be exactly like this. That is the cue to go, hey, in a minute, we're going to spoil it. So the first half, and you'll see the timestamp on the show notes as you look down, because everybody reads those. But it will say how far into the plus you'll have us giving lots of warnings. You'll be fine. That can be your chance to get out if you need to and go, hey, I want to see this. Or if you don't want to see this and don't want to hear the full plot, then that gives that reason too, but that gives you a chance to get out before our very own ghost, named not Slimer but spoiler comes along and spoils it for you. So that will be, and that sound again will be okay. So you can either watch the listen to the first half and go check out the film and then listen to the second half, or you can just decide to keep listening as long time OG listener.
Yep.
The BFE, Russell the Postie, was talking to me about going, he said he was going to watch the first one, the first sequel, the first of the new sequels.
Oh, okay.
And go, I said, yeah, I think we need to see it or skip it on that. And he goes, yeah, I listened to it. He said, if I recall correctly, I'm supposed to, you know, it's going to be the last 15 minutes where stuff gets good. Oh, by the way, if you're listening to this part, I'm assuming you've seen the first movie.
Yes.
So there will be spoilers for the first movie. Not that I'm going to get into huge amounts of it, but there'll be things that we're just going to talk about.
Yeah.
So know that. Outside of that, that's about it. So, yeah, let's go ahead and kick this off. A very interesting thing for us, Liam, in the sense of I know the pod's been around for a while now.
Just a bit.
Because we did a see it or skip it on the first one of these. Yeah, we did one on Afterlife.
Yeah. Afterlife, yeah.
And then we've come back now to do one on this. It's like, wow, we've done a whole sequel cycle. That's impressive.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I guess we're a long-standing film review podcast now.
Yeah, coming up just over 4 years now.
Oh, it's like we've graduated from Grandpa's house and we've moved into the firehouse.
Moved into the sea.
Yeah, let's talk about that. My first point on it is going to be it's so good for the Ghostbusters to be back in New York City.
Yes.
Yeah.
It missed that, I felt, in the first one.
Yeah, I guess I understand why they went to do it.
Yeah, I do.
It's just so much better having a city to work off of.
Yep.
Yeah.
And that firehouse, as soon as you see that, boom.
What did we say in our review of the original Ghostbusters? Go check that out, folks. We reviewed a lot of things we reviewed. We did a full deep dive of the 1984 original that came out last week. And what did I say? I said it's the iconography. Mm-hmm. That is the strength of this movie. It's all the symbols.
Yep.
And New York City is one of those symbols.
Yep.
Yeah, because what doesn't go crazy in New York City? It just lends itself to it. And so, you know, we've watched the trailer, and we're going to sort of use that as our guiding point. But there are places we're going to go back to. There's locations we're going to go back to. One of them is going to be the
The library?
Oh, I was going to say the firehouse, but you have a library as well.
Because you see that in the trailer.
It was just weird because I watched that and I hadn't gone back and watched the original yet. So I experienced like, rather than go, when I watched Frozen Empire, I went, when I watched the 1984 version, that reminds me of a legacy sequel. So back to the library, back to the lion. I'm telling the truth.
Yeah.
And
back to the firehouse, like you said.
Back to the firehouse. So some key sort of locations from the first one. And this is a franchise that very much, I think, needs to lean on nostalgia to help what I think is at its nature a reshifting of the type of movie they want Ghostbusters to be.
I think they do.
I think the first Ghostbusters is a comedy meant at adults, and adult men primarily.
Yep.
I think the new Ghostbusters is named at teenagers.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And they're using the familiar intellectual property to sort of get the parents to bring their kids out to see it and experience Ghostbusters together, and then maybe transfer over to the new generation. Because it's a family film.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Which the first one very much wasn't.
No.
No.
No, 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 no. I don't know what... obviously, that's more of an adult movie, the first one. But
that's my thing. Is that these movies are it feels like if I'm being honest, it feels like a kid's movie, or at least a teen's movie.
Yeah, it doesn't
feel like it's a movie for everybody. It feels like it's a movie for a very specific demographic that I'm being told, hey, old guy, there's some stuff in here for. Don't worry, you sit there. There's some stuff for you coming up. Look at the nostalgia. Look at, do you recognize that from the first films? Okay, do you?
That's heavily nostalgic, this one.
Yeah.
This is heavily nostalgic. More so than the first one, which is quite cool.
Yeah, I felt last film they made you sit around and wait. They gave you bits. They gave you the car. They gave you the EKT.
Yep.
They gave you the traps, but it was like drip fed as opposed to this where it's now, we're giving you characters for longer stretches.
Even in this trailer, they show you the
You're getting the whole gang.
You're getting Murray.
You're getting not only the main cast, you're getting the supporting cast as well for bits.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're getting two of them.
Yep. Agreed, yep.
So there's that. So that should keep the...
You don't see one of them, but you hear one of them. You see one of them in the trailer, don't you?
I see. Maybe we're talking about different people, so we can...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah.
So they make sure... I'll tell you what, I turned on the YouTube, and the first face I got was a joke from going, oh, okay, yep, everyone's back.
Yeah.
Because they made sure that... You know how they play you that little, like teaser joke?
Yeah.
And we'll come back to that later, but here, we want you to know in the first 2 seconds, he's in the movie.
Yeah. They want you to know Bill Murray's there, don't they?
Yeah, they definitely do. So, what do I have here? I just Googled Ghostbusters. That's not going to do it. Ghostbusters Frozen Empire.
Well, who are you going to call?
555. Yes, indeed. I'm going to look up the cast list a little bit on this one.
Okay.
But, I mean, obviously it looks nice because it's a modern movie. You know what the downside of that is, though?
There's no creativity?
Well, I mean, I guess there sort of is, but there's no magic.
No.
I'm not sitting there going, wow, because it could become normalized. Yeah, okay, it's great.
The first one was groundbreaking.
Shang-Chi does this, you know what I mean? Like, there's no, like, how'd they do that?
Yeah,
computers.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
At least you know everything was practical effects before.
Yeah, and in
the first one.
Yeah, so that bit where Ghostbusters got away a little bit with, maybe got away is not a fair word, but maybe it is. I think that, yeah, it's going to look good, but... But I'm going to lose that. I'm not going to be impressed by it anymore.
Yeah. It wasn't really about the impressiveness, though, anymore, though, was it? It was more about the nostalgia for me in this one. This one, seeing things pop up and crop up and things said, things...
Oh, I just got who you're talking about. All right.
Oh, yeah. You did, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
That's for the second half.
then you've missed one.
Oh, really?
You have. Ha-ha.
Oh, okay.
So, let's go through. I mean, your gang from the first movie's back, right?
Yeah, the Spengler
The Spengler Gruberson household.
Yep.
Paul Rudd, here's a question. I love Paul Rudd. My love for Paul Rudd has been well established.
Yep.
Is Paul Rudd getting overexposed?
Nah.
No?
Nah.
You know what I mean by when I say overexposed?
Yeah. Only because, you know, he's that. He's that every guy, isn't he? I mean, the guy looks amazing for his age, and he had his he paid his dues in Hollywood for all these years. You know, why not get a bit of exposure? Why not get a bit more? You know, Stallone had it, Schwarzenegger had it. You know, all these other actors had it. Tom Cruise had it back in the day. You know, let him have it.
How old do you think he is?
Well, he must be. Early 50s.
I was going to say, is he 55? 55 next week.
Really? Okay, I'd have picked him at 53, so.
Yeah, no, geez.
Do you know what I mean? But not to look at him, though.
No, I'm only
trying to do the math.
What a wonderful world.
Yeah.
He looks like that at 55. I look like I do at 44. Jeez. Crikey. He's good, and he's the heartbeat of this. I can't really get into that. He's our front runner. Actually, the movie gives me very little about the plot, actually, in the trailer. So he's the front runner. He's with the Spengler family. They are all in New York.
He was the teacher, wasn't he?
He was the teacher.
One of the students went.
Who then meets one of the students' mother, and they get turned into demon dogs.
Yeah, together.
Jeez.
But no, I mean, you are right. I mean, Paul Rudd is the guy who headlines the cast, so...
Well, you could argue that, or you could argue it's McKenna Grace, who plays Phoebe.
Oh, the young girl?
Yeah. She's good.
She's very good.
She's good.
Yeah.
They give her a lot to do in this movie.
Yeah, I think. Absolutely. They're trying to push her as the new Egon Spengler, though, aren't they?
She's going to be, which is weird because the Ghostbusters never had a leader. They're trying to push her as the leader of this.
The brains behind it all.
I imagine for the next film, she'll be an adult.
Yeah.
Yeah. Based on the release schedule.
Well,
if they do a third one.
Yeah. And going by what was said in the movie, I think so.
Well, I think the movie wants there to be a third movie.
Yeah.
I imagine there's still money to be mined in this IP, so.
I think I personally feel there's another movie there, whether it's with the original cast or not, begs to differ.
Oh, if you're going to end it, if you're going to do one more, I think you got to do one more for everybody and then get out.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
I'd like to think so.
Yeah.
But that's where the Bill Murray plays ball, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, what else has he got going on these days?
Well, yeah, true.
Yeah. I will say this. Finn Wolfhard is Trevor Spengler. Really didn't have a lot to do with this movie.
Is this the young lad?
Yeah.
Yeah, no. He was just the foil for a few things, wasn't he?
The problem is, like, the cast is really quite big in this movie.
Yeah.
And as a result, trying to give all of them something to do resulted in them all having not very much to do.
Yeah, because as a Ghostbusters fan, you want to see original cast. As well as the new cast, don't you? So trying to have a main cast that was, you know, you got three characters still alive that are in the main cast.
What did you want? You wanted the main cast who are still alive, and you wanted them to be more of a presence throughout the film.
Yeah, than what it was in the first one.
Done.
Yes.
Might not be in equal measure, might not be who you think is going to be there for the whole thing, but you do get them.
Yep.
So as a result, you've got that. You've got your... What were they, Oklahoma last episode? That's our last film?
Yeah, I think so.
You've got the Oklahoma characters coming back to New York. You've got new characters that's being introduced in every movie.
Yep.
You got a couple callbacks. Then you got the ghosts.
Yeah.
Any villains you got to establish. So, like, I felt there was a lot of lore and talking at me in the original Ghostbusters. Oh, my word.
Oh, no, right.
Here, stand there and listen to this because the audience needs to know this, even if they're not going to have a clue what we're talking about.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, but that's okay. I mean, you're back in the city, you're trying to fight ghosts and as well as certain mayors and stuff. So I think you got a lot to contend with.
I'll tell you who I loved.
Go on.
Loved. Kumail Nanjiani.
Oh. He's good, isn't he?
Everybody else is like, on one level, this guy's amazing.
Where have I seen him before?
Eternals.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Do you remember in Eternals, they go over and there's the one god who's like a Bollywood star? And they catch him in like mid-dance sequence.
Yeah, and he's like,
I'm not really with them. I'm just doing my own thing.
He's great.
He is great. His comic timing is... Because if I believe Ghostbusters is still supposed to be a comedy...
Yeah, it's still a little bit of comedy there.
A little bit might be the right word.
Yeah, a little bit.
He's great in this.
Why didn't he also in an episode of Community?
He is great. I don't remember.
Hmm.
He was in The Big Sick, which is fantastic.
Oh, okay.
If you don't have a chance to see that, see that.
Oh, okay.
It's on Prime.
He had a face that I recognized, and I was like, oh.
He's very big right now. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I like him.
He's probably the only reason why I'm disappointed they've canceled Eternals 2.
Oh, okay.
Because I really like this guy.
Yeah, yeah. He's got a likable quality about him.
Yeah, yeah. And he knows kind of where his wheelhouse is.
Absolutely.
So I do like him. I thought his stuff was... I was a little disappointed this because I was thinking... I was thinking they weren't going to have much from the dude, but he ends up... There's some stuff from the dude.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
I like the fact that Slimer turns up again. He was in the trailer.
Is he revealed?
Yeah.
Visually?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. I don't know who you're talking about then when you said we only hear them.
Oh, I'll talk about that later.
Yeah, you have to. You can't tell me now.
Yeah. I can't tell you now. Yeah. But we saw Slimer because we saw the young lad go up to the rubbish and he comes out and he slimes him. So we know Slimer.
Slimer's there.
Slimer's there.
Yeah, and so that's the audience going, hey, what do you want from your Ghostbusters? You want Slimer? Here you go. You want Marshmallow Man? Yeah.
You got
Here we go.
Yeah. You want the car? You got it. You want the fire station? You got it.
You got little cute Marshmallow Man. Remember how they were fun in the first movie? We've made them smaller. Do you want the car? Yeah, look at this. Yeah, it's all. Oh, you want some good shots of them like firing the beat? Yeah, we got that too. Yeah,
okay, this has got no bearing on the film, so I don't think it's a spoiler. But what is about them that they have to be so barbaric to themselves?
I think it's just cheap laughs. Isn't it?
Yeah. Why do they feel like they have to throw darts themselves? You know, burn themselves, and
you know what they are. This movie's version of, like the Minions.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
They are. They so are.
Just like these little infinites. It doesn't matter what happens to them. They're just kind of here.
Yeah.
And you know, what's better than a giant Stay Puft Marshmallow Man who hates you is these little cute ones that are like an infestation.
Little cute ones, yeah.
So, yeah, it's all good. I'm trying to say anything. I'll say this. The plot feels, for a film called Frozen Empire, it's well chosen because the plot feels undercooked.
Yes.
Yeah, like this is...
Yeah.
Oh, this is...
It reveals the villain of the piece quite early on.
Yeah, I can't really say much more beyond that. But characters' motivations aren't really discovered or paid off with any meaning.
No. Hey, look, if a storyline you want, this is not the film, but it's okay.
It's
steeped in nostalgia.
It's a whole franchise full of stuff that I've never liked the stories in any of them.
You don't have to.
I do. I can tell where we're going with this.
Just enjoy it for what it is.
Oh, really? Because I don't think you are enjoying it for what it is. I think it's reminding you of that other thing it reminds you of. You're liking it because of the other film you wish you were watching rather than this one.
Oh, I like the... I do have to say, they do show you a lot of callbacks to certain things, don't they, in this?
Which I think I'm okay with. Like, I'm not sitting there going...
It works with the story.
I don't want it to be nostalgia-free. Far from it. I think this thing needs to lean into it harder.
Absolutely. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I think there's other... without talking about the plot, I'll talk about what my choice of the plot might have been.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, how you go about it... Yeah, it's really difficult because they waited so long to do these legacy sequels that these actors are now so old. We haven't talked about Dan Aykroyd, who's got a pretty
pretty prominent
part in this,
which I thought was good.
I did think it was good as well. Yes,
and it lent into, you know, when we talked about Ghostbusters the other week, and the reason the whole film came about was because of his love for paranormal activity and stuff like that. His family's into it. Well, you see this in this movie, don't you? You see his enthusiasm for paranormal stuff, and I feel that is part of his real life spilling over there.
Yeah,
you know, for his love for it and stuff. So it's nice to see him have a more prominent role. I will say it was nice to see Bill Murray, but my God, he's looking old.
Yeah, yes.
He didn't really have much to do in it. He didn't have, you know, he tried to give his funniness, his dry wit and humor, which I felt didn't land. Nice to see Ernie Hudson also have a prominent-ish role in it.
Yeah, me too. Especially when we talked about what his feelings were towards the role.
The first one, yeah.
From the first run.
Yeah.
And then going, hey, maybe he's getting a little bit more love the second time around. I'm okay with that.
I'm okay with that too.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I think that's pretty much...
Can't really say too much more.
What I got. I do like the set piece they show you where the beach freezes. That's kind of a cool...
Do you know, the music in this as well, also, I like that, the music they use in the trailer as well.
It's not always the same as the film. That's the only thing I gotta say for a caveat.
No, it's not, but they use a bit of original music in the film. Again, a callback to certain things.
What do you mean, licensed music?
When you say original music, I mean score.
Score has been originally done, it's not just a copy of the original theme.
Yeah, that's not as in like the Ghostbusters theme.
Yeah, but something but different. Okay, cool.
Score,
yeah.
That, you know, like certain, I'll talk about it in the next bit. But.
All right, I think we've talked around it about as much as we can.
Yeah, that's all you can do, isn't it?
Yeah, that's really all you can do. So let's go ahead and throw our feelings on this one. You want to go first?
Absolutely.
There you go.
See it.
Wow, are you really this enthusiastic about it?
I liked the callbacks. I liked it more than the first one, Afterlife.
No question. I'll give you that. It's better than Afterlife.
Much better.
What did you give Afterlife? Did you give it a see it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Only because I thought, you know, it's the last 15 minutes. That's what you want to see.
Yeah, I think that was my point too. So I said, if it really matters, then yeah, the last 15 minutes. But
I think they listened to the fans this time and sort of said, yeah.
Question.
Yeah.
Is there any part of this film
yep.
as good as the last 15 minutes of the last film?
No.
Yeah, I'm going to go away there. So this might be, I think this is a better film. I do. I think it's a better film.
Me too.
But the last 15 minutes of that last film was really actually cool. It was good.
That touched your heart.
Yeah, it touched your heart. Yeah, something in this touched my heart, and I'll talk about that. I'm not made of stone. If you haven't picked it up yet, I'm going, oh, it's a definite skip it for me.
Oh, wow.
So I went out and said, I think it's this on the Rotten Tomato score. I hadn't looked it up.
Okay.
I said, it feels like 45% to me.
Ooh.
42.
Really?
Yeah. But, you know, it's like Josh G says about me. You just really like a well-written film. Yeah, I do.
Yeah, but again, I think maybe I'm putting my kid head on when I'm watching this, and I'm looking at those beats where they go, here's another Easter egg for you, here's another one.
Yeah.
And I'm going, ooh, ooh, yeah. Ooh, 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 and that's all. You know? So, yeah, there's a little bit of that last night when I watched it.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with that. Sometimes movies, I just think it reminds you of the movie you'd rather be watching. But
yeah,
it just, hey, we're allowed. Hey, if 42% liked it, it means that 42% liked it.
Yep.
So there we go. So it's
I'm part of that 42.
You're part of that 42. So there we go. I'm part of the 58.
You are?
Nothing wrong with that.
Nope.
So there we are. So it's one see it, one skip it. In a minute, we'll get around to spoiling it. But we'll catch you on the flippity flop.
The flippity flip flop.
Spoiler.
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 He lives in a house, in a very big house.
Spoiler country.
Spoiler country.
Tree.
Nice.
If I knew you was going to drag it out.
I didn't know what I was doing when I started.
You're riffing. Normally I'm quite in sync with you, but
just,
you know.
Just a bit tired now.
He's getting on.
Yes, there we go. So, all right, what do you want to talk about first?
The two main people from the first one that turns up.
Yeah, you can go ahead and just say people's names now. Yeah, we're past the spoiler warning.
Annie Potts, the one who plays the one who fell in love with Egon in the first one. What's her name? What's the character name?
We got one.
The receptionist lady.
Janine Melnitz.
Janine, that's it, yeah. Yeah, it's nice to see her turn up. And also, the guy that I really despised in the first one turns up.
Yeah, so he's the one I thought you didn't pick up on.
Yeah.
Yeah, William Atherton as Mayor Walter Pecks. Now he's the mayor.
But come on. 40 years on, would he really be the mayor? Would he really have had his time, you know, as the environmental guy and then...
I think the problem with this is his appointment as the mayor requires you to remember him.
Yeah.
Because walking in, I hadn't seen the first Ghostbusters again yet. Right? I'd seen it once.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, the mayor's a jerk. Why is the mayor a jerk?
Because he's a jerk.
Didn't realize. Okay, that's the link. All right.
Yeah, I saw that.
Okay, so somehow he's managed to survive and scrounge his way to the top.
Literally to the top.
Yeah.
And it still has a hatred for the Ghostbusters.
So my thing with the film is that it wants to be a family film. It wants to be a film about this non-nuclear family, blended family, coming together.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
and yeah. The idea is, and it's a growing theme, does Gary have the right to parent Callie's kids?
How far in the future are we from the first one, though?
I want to think it's 3 years.
Okay, 3 years.
3 years of being together. No other parent in the relationship. Are they divorced or is she widowed?
I want to say
divorced. I want to think she's divorced.
Yeah.
I don't remember the first one that much, and I really don't want to go back and rewatch it.
No, unless that's the last 15 minutes. I think clearly they are a unit now. When I mean a unit, I mean as a family.
Sure.
Because he is with their mother. And how they choose to see him and how they choose to treat him is up to them, and everyone's individual. If they want to see him as a father figure, fair enough. If they don't, he's there.
Oh, I didn't mind it. It was him going, do I have the right? Because she says, I want you to be the bad cop. And he's going, do I have the right to be the bad cop? And that's it. And I don't have an issue with the question. I like the fact that's a conversation we need to be part of.
Yes, I think he is. Because that's, like you say, I think it's probably 3 years on.
Right, but I don't think it's not about that, Liam.
Okay.
It's about the fact that we get to see that conversation take place. It's not about whether I agree with her or I agree with him. It's not that they go, look, am I cool to do this? Yes. And she makes the call and gives him the sign off. Too many stepfathers, trust me, as someone who knows this, goes in and goes, all right, I'm going to lay down the law. And it's okay, maybe he was authorized, but geez, at least this guy tried to build the relationship first. You know what I mean?
And me personally, who has been a stepfather to three kids, I said the same thing to them. I said, look, I'm here to help you as much as I can. I don't pretend to be your father because I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm here for you if you need me. And that took a little while for me to go, look, can I say this? Can I go, look, okay, you're going too far now. You know, you don't need to swear at that age. You don't need to do this. You don't need to do that. You know, when can I do that?
And the question becomes, and they didn't go down this road, and I'm glad they didn't, but once that permission's given, if he acts on that, she's got to be consistent, even if he goes, and she goes, oh, I don't know if I would have done it there. Look, you told me.
Yeah. You have to have the support.
You told me to do this, so I'm doing it.
Yeah.
As long as you're not, you know, hitting them or anything like that.
Well, yeah, of course. And he's not that sort of character, though, is he? You know, so I thought they handled it quite well, to be fair.
Yeah, I agree.
Because like you said, you know, he's a bit like me in some ways. You know, like I look at my nieces and nephew, and it's quite funny because they're quite young, and they'll say things, and that really makes me laugh. But I know the adult inside of me should be going, okay, maybe we should just put a lid on it, calm it down a bit. Maybe we should be fighting. No. calm. But inside I'm going, that's really funny what they've just said. And I'm sure parents find, you know, some of their kids say some strangest things and find it funny.
But, yeah. It's not easier when you're teaching either. Sometimes you're like, that's funny. Okay. And they go, sir's laughing. And I go, no. One time it happened and some kid said something foul.
Yeah.
And I just cracked a smile. I couldn't help it. And I saved it by going, no, I'm just trying to figure out what your mom's going to say when I phone her and tell her what you just said.
Ooh.
And I saved myself.
Well done, you.
Because I was like, if I smile, then it turns into the, hey, it was okay yesterday. Yeah, I can't have that. My first year teaching.
Well done, you.
Yeah. Don't know where that came from.
That was thinking on your feet.
It was thinking on my feet. A lot of thinking on my feet.
Absolutely. Is there anything you'd like? I will say one thing I did like. I was talking about it earlier, the music, the score. You know when they went to the library?
Yes.
They played that same music as they were going to the library, which was a nice callback to the first one. And seeing them walk in and sort of wander around and to see the same ghost we saw in the first one. How cool was that?
That was cool. And then the lion.
And the lion. Yeah.
That was all right.
I thought that was really, they were little nods that I quite liked. And I liked the fact that the little marshmallow men weren't a big factor in this.
No, they're just there.
Yeah, just there and a bit of fun.
Yeah.
And I think a little bit of misdirection and also to show you what's going to happen in, you know, this orb is something.
I forgot about the orb. So stupid.
It is a bit stupid.
I really like Kunal Nanjiani as Nadim, the fire master.
The firebender.
Yeah.
Fire master.
Yeah, key master, gatekeeper, fire master, that stuff. I really got into his arc. I did, actually. He's my favorite arc in the movie, is him going from professional slacker to I am the chosen one, I doubt myself, I'll never do it, and then right moment he does it, that's a bit of movie magic. I'm fine with it.
He's also my favorite character too.
Yeah, so there we are.
It was nice to see Slimer keep appearing in different places.
Yeah, there's something for this Finkart kid to do.
I think it was, I really do. It was a way of us going, oh, Slimer.
There's some characters in the first movie I don't think you needed in this movie. I don't think you needed a podcast.
Nope.
Unless you need, okay, she needs someone that she can sneak out with. That's fine, but keep it on a down low.
Yeah.
I definitely don't think we needed Melody back.
No.
I was like, I couldn't even remember. I was like, wait, who, what were you, what?
I think Melody was just to get the girl to trust, wasn't it?
Oh, sorry, not Melody. I'm sorry. Let me rephrase that. I think Melody we'll talk about that in a minute. Who was the one? It was Lucky. Sorry, Lucky's the one.
Lucky. Yeah. We didn't really need Lucky.
I was like, you don't need Lucky here.
No.
Melody!
You're trying to give too many cast members, aren't you?
Yes.
In this film.
I didn't mind Melody.
Yeah.
But I didn't mind Melody. But man, were they not going to commit to whether this was a romantic relationship or not.
Yeah, I know, right?
It's supposed to be romantic, but I don't think they'll say it because I think they want to show the movie in China.
Oh.
And I think they'll be able to tell anybody who complains, no, they're just good friends.
Oh, okay.
I'm totally reading their thing as romantic and liked it. I was like, okay, the relationship felt organic.
Yeah.
It built itself somewhat naturally. You can tell really early, she's just hiding. But what are only way I can see my parents again? Do you want to go into any detail about that? No? Oh, okay. And then she's like, I told you, you're right, there was another way. Okay, but what is this all about?
Yeah.
It's just the most bare, I want to see my family again, because it was a fire and I burned before.
But you needed that, you needed her character for the other big bad, didn't you, who's controlling
her. She's going to use her matchstick, which is a real matchbook. And then he can use the flame.
Because she uses real chess pieces.
Yeah. She's able to apparate and move organic matter. Yeah. That's fine.
That was a cool little thing, because when you think about the library, for instance, with the library lady, she held a physical book.
Physical book, yeah. That's been...
You know, so that was a nice
thing. Dan Aykroyd even calls it out in the first one.
Yeah.
But this relationship, she's like, I'm sorry, Mom. I trusted someone. I'm like, oh, it's okay to make mistakes. And I'm like, okay, this is a much bigger problem, because every ghost you've ever trapped is now on the loose. Super easy, barely inconvenience.
To be fair, I didn't like the fact that the main trap in the firehouse was opened again, because that seemed like a trope that was already been done.
Haven't we done this? Wasn't it Walter Peck last time?
And that was, and the coming out of the top of the, it was like almost a beat for beat, wasn't it? Almost with that.
Also, you know, this thing's getting pretty full. We should build new ones. Oh, we have. Yeah. We just haven't. You haven't told them? Well, you know.
You would have told them, wouldn't you?
Feels like this is kind of important.
Yeah, we're the Ghostbusters now. I'll tell you what was nice. You know when Ray is in his shop and he sees the car go by, the Ecto-1, he goes by the shop and he has a smile.
Yep.
That was quite nice.
Tell you who else I liked in this film. Film we haven't talked about yet. James Acaster.
Which one's he?
He's the British scientist who's kind of awkward in the super special lab.
Oh, okay. Yes.
He's
almost like another Ghostbuster, though.
He's a British comic, and he's been on seasons of Taskmaster and stuff like that. And I was like, oh, never seen him in a film before. I went, how's this going to work?
Oh, okay.
And then I saw him, and I went, actually, his awkward kind of thing works in a scientist role thing. So if this is a breakout for James Acaster, I'm all right with it.
I'm all right with it. Yeah. I didn't realize who he was.
Yeah, no, he's good.
But yeah, I liked him. I felt like he was another Ghostbuster, though. I felt like he was another...
Oh, there's just so many characters.
So many. You didn't need... Like you said, you could have got rid of Lucky. You could have got rid of...
Lucky's interning at the super secret. It's not even really a fit. How do you find out about this? How does she get a job there and everybody else doesn't know it exists?
I can explain this.
Yeah, okay.
It's because she's lucky.
It's ridiculous.
What about podcast, though? He was funny, wasn't he?
Oh, I'll tell you what. He's changed lots since the first movie.
Why?
Same actor, I believe.
Yeah, but why did we need him?
You need her to have someone to sneak out with. It's a plot device.
Why couldn't it have been Lucky?
That's a good... Well, was Lucky the girl that the brother was hitting on in the first movie?
I think so, yeah.
So I think it's because it's his sister's friend. He'd be a minor as well. He'd be left behind.
Oh, okay.
There's just way
too... There's too many characters.
There's way too many characters. Yeah, Once you add in the Ghostbusters, I really like Janine coming back. She had a nice big role in this movie.
It was lovely to see.
I thought she was great.
Yeah. I wanted her to go, we got one, but we didn't have
one. And then... Oh, hang on. There were actually puppets for Slimer.
Huh. Oh, okay. They went old school.
I guess they must have and then superimposed digital stuff over it.
Oh, cool.
Cool.
What did you think to the big bad?
Oh, just pointless.
Yeah, me too.
To be fair, I've never really liked any of the big bads in the Ghostbusters universe to this point.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what I did like is that they're about to go out and she accidentally going back to Phoebe. Phoebe calls Gary dad.
Yes.
And he has this moment. He goes, I'm not going over here. Did you hear? Yeah. It actually cheered me up just ever so slightly.
Yeah, that was nice.
Maybe it was that or the realization that the movie was almost over and I lost some money. I wasn't getting my time or my money back.
Oh, no.
So I was on the cusp anyway.
That was a nice little touch.
No, I liked that. And the question was, they couldn't decide what the story was really going to be.
No.
Is it about them coming together as a family, in which case it's Paul Rudd's movie?
Yeah.
Is it about Phoebe finding out who she is, accepting her own sexuality as part of all highly inferential because they don't say anything outright.
They don't say anything outright.
But she mourns not like a friend who's at a friend betrayer, but as like, I gave my heart away to someone.
Yeah.
Callie Spengler doesn't get much to do in this. Trevor Spengler doesn't get much to do in this. I love Nadim. Camille Nanjiani's character.
If they do another one, I would like to see him come back.
He won't.
It's a shame. Or just to be, I don't know. I don't know how you'd get him back, though, would you?
Well, actually, seems like this film doesn't matter. Yeah, bring all your friends back. let's have 50 main characters next time around.
I was quite surprised, though, not to have Egon as Ghost appear back.
You've done it once. I think diminishing returns. Plus, last time it was on his. But they've introduced this idea about items that carry ethereal charges or something.
Yeah. Possession of a thing. Yeah.
Yeah. So theoretically, everything in that firehouse should have that on it.
What do you think of the new facility with the glass aquarium keeping ghosts rather than keeping them in the machine, learning from them?
Yeah.
It was just a way of seeing a ghost rather than putting it in the machine and forgetting about it.
There's two things in this. Number one was it was designed first and foremost to go, we need a way to make Phoebe a ghost for 2 minutes.
Oh, okay.
So that we can have the plot happen.
Yeah.
But then it kind of went a little bit, and I've never wanted to use this word, but it goes a bit, I did say to someone it was a woke busters. Because she goes, man, have you ever thought about like what it must be like to be a ghost? And I'm like, oh, we're not doing the thing where we're like, should we feel sorry for the ghost? I'm like, no, you're the Ghostbusters, all right?
Yeah.
It's not like, oh, they're victims and all. No, can we just not have a world where the ghosts are, we should capture the ghosts. That's what we should do.
Capture the ghosts, put them in and...
Done.
So were they trying to, because I always assumed when they caught a ghost, like in the first one, and they put him into the neutron accelerator machine.
When the trap is green, the light is green, the trap is clean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I assumed that they were all ghosts herded into this thing, the machine.
Yeah, me too.
But that kind of saying they kind of vaporized them in some way? Or was that the machine they vaporized them and make them, I don't know.
It was a bunch of mumbo jumbo to me.
It was a bunch of mumbo jumbo. I was confused by that. But I think you're supposed to be confused by that.
Yeah, I mean, I really like, as far as the old cast goes, I really like Winston in this movie.
Winston's great.
And I like Janine in this movie.
Yeah.
New cast, I really like Kamal Nanjiani in this film.
Yep.
Oh.
It's hard not like to Paul Rudd, though.
It's hard to like Paul Rudd. He's just likable and everything. He
is, yeah.
And then I actually... See, I thought the young lady who played Melody was very good.
Yep.
I felt, you know, you kind of... she's kind of fun and witty and all sorts of things. And
it's clever how she strike up a conversation.
What's the best part about being a ghost? This disappears.
Why would you, as a kid, go out in, like, nighttime and go and play chess by yourself in a park on your own?
Apparently, you know, that's I guess...
If you're not old enough to be a Ghostbuster, what the hell are you doing out there in the park?
Well, my guess is she's sneaking out, isn't she?
Well, yeah, but still.
I have a hard time believing that no one's noticing this.
Yeah.
Because another news is that New York's got kind of a reputation for their park being a bit rough at night.
Yeah.
Just a thought.
Did you stay to the very end? I'm taking it you didn't.
I stayed to the middle because there was a mid-credit scene.
You saw that, yeah?
Something to do with Slimer on it.
No.
What did you see?
It was the little marshmallow men taking a Stay Puft marshmallow lorry out of a...
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
Station, yeah.
Yeah, just one last chance to get the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man on.
It was just funny, wasn't it?
It was funny. Just,
hey, that's my lorry! And I go, woo! And that guy, that marshmallow one, he takes the cigarette lighter and burns his face off.
These self-mutilating sort of, because they can all easily just reform and reshape, can't they?
It's funny.
It's all fun. The danger is, and the problem is you have to say this movies like this, the danger is, then what happens when the toddler takes it out and puts it on her forehead?
Oh, yeah, that's the only thing. Yeah.
Hopefully, I mean, I don't think many cars have the lighters so anymore.
No. It's more old school, isn't it?
But, like, it's the kind of thing you gotta, is it fair if it is a movie to think about this? No.
Yeah.
No, art is art.
Yeah.
Be a better parent.
Absolutely.
You know, if the movie's not supposed to be seen above a certain age, then don't do it. That's why it's got the rating there.
It's 12, isn't it?
It probably is 12, yeah. Which I would hope a 12-year-old would know better than to do this.
Yeah, me too. I want to say 12, but it could be.
News, best news. Frozen.
Empire.
Food. Oh, the whole, like, freezing. Like, the baddie is such a...
Oh, yeah, we didn't talk about
that. He's such a non-entity in this film.
Yeah, he is.
That's the problem. When you spend time with everybody else, you know who you don't spend time with?
Yeah.
Like, I know for the most part he's like a thought, he doesn't speak much as a monster in general. But I'm like, at least give him some agency or have Melody, dialoguing with him somehow. I don't know how, but do something.
I'll tell you what I did think. You know when they all start at their proton packs, because he could easily freeze their... protons, wherever that light can he. I'd like to see them cross the streams one last time.
12A.
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 Okay.
We haven't talked about Patton Oswalt yet.
Who's that one?
He was Exposition Dump, I think was his character's name. You know Patton Oswalt.
Let me see a picture.
You know about Patton Oswalt? See if I can find it and give you a link to it here. This guy here.
Oh, yeah, I recognized him.
Yeah, he's some sort of a...
Where did I recognize him from?
Well, Patton Oswalt has been in a lot of stuff.
Yeah, hasn't he?
I think he has a single episode of Community under his belt. Like he works at the medical facility on campus.
Yeah.
He's the one who tells Jeff, "What are you getting up there? I mean, your body's going to break down in some capacity."
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, he's been in many things. Jeez.
Yeah.
It's video games. Is this TV or is this... Oh, this is TV. Curb Your Enthusiasm. That'd be TV. I'm looking for films.
It was nice to see I'd like to think that was the old Ghostbusters firehouse emblem. It looked fairly original, but you can make anything look original on film, can't you?
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to think that, you know, that came out of the depths of the movie prop basement to be put back up. I quite like that. So, yeah.
He's also in Eternals.
Oh, okay.
He was the little troll hanging out with Harry Styles in the mid-credit end scene.
Yeah. Also, what confused me, you know when she melted down the fire pole, parts of the fire pole?
Yeah, brass.
The brass bit?
Yep.
I mean, they slid down it afterwards, so what part did she take?
I don't know, the yada, yada, yada. Apparently, it's really quick and easy to do this.
Way too quick and easy.
Like, I imagine it's got a pretty high melting temperature where she's just able to use her, like, acetylene torch, which I guess would work, but it's just, it was like such a super easy fix. Like, there's no... Do I need to quantify this? And you can get away with a lot when one of your characters is, oh, yeah, she's a genius.
Yeah.
Okay, that explains everything. Yeah, she's a genius. Okay.
Yada, yada over it, yeah.
Yeah. No. Maybe if I just do this. All right. Yeah.
I feel like you're coming towards the end of this now.
I don't know. I mean, would you go see a third? Well, you would, yeah. I just sat here and went, what ghost did they bust? At the end, they got the one ghost they successfully busted the whole movie. They had to go back and get.
Yeah, right at the very end. Yeah.
Yep.
What was that supposed to be? Some sort of
It looked like one of those like Chinese New Year dragons.
It did, didn't it?
Yeah. And the whole time, I don't want to steal this idea from something I heard elsewhere, but it's this idea of like, you know, they're driving after it, wrecking the town. And then afterwards, like, why don't we just use the trap that has a drone on it?
Yeah.
It's like, that sounds like a pretty good first step, doesn't it?
Yep.
Kind of defeats the purpose of everything else done to this point.
You're not wrong.
So, yeah. I can enjoy a movie if it's just like, you know, I can't enjoy a fun movie that's not like, where's the plot in this? It doesn't all, I love Aladdin, you know?
Yeah.
Is Aladdin a well-written movie? I don't know, but there's any glaring plot holes that were like hitting me in the face.
No.
It's just a good time. And I just want to have a good time. And I'm just sitting there going, I would have preferred it if you know, Melody had something else to do. I would have preferred it if, I think less is more. And we said so much more because why? Because you can't cut out the original characters because that's how people are going to come see it.
Yeah, exactly.
But you giving them enough screen time so it feels justified takes away the story time from the characters who were here.
Yeah.
And so they got to decide, I think, what they want to do for the next film. And I think you still got to have the original characters. Because if it's going to be a trilogy,
I'd end it with a trilogy, wouldn't you?
Then you have to have the original characters stick
around.
Yeah, you can't do the one without it because then everyone's going to be like, oh, wasn't it good? Then the original characters in it.
Yeah.
So if you're going to do it for more than one more, if you somehow have two more, you're planning the universe or something like this, then I think, I mean, how many times does Paul Rudd want to put on the
suit?
Unless you're going to phase him out and it's going to be about, you know, the two young ones as sort of siblings running the place.
Maybe.
Put mom and dad up in a... And I think, oh, here's my thing.
Go on.
Okay, so they've just moved, right? Like, they've flukily killed one ghost.
Yeah.
Winston just leaves them to it? There's no, like, training? They just assume that Paul Rudd knows how to be a Ghostbuster?
Yeah. Good point.
At which point is he just, like, willfully in danger? Like, he's got money. He's even got potential workers.
Yeah.
You know, why can't Lucky be a Ghostbuster intern?
Yeah, coming through the ranks type thing, yeah.
It just seems a bit...
I felt like your British comic guy was almost another...
Yeah, like he's probably the closest to an Egon you've got.
Yeah.
But the problem is she's Egon.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I kind of thought he might die, and I was like, oh, okay, cool, he dies.
Oh, I didn't want that.
Well, I did, because I want movies to have stakes.
Yeah.
Just ghosts. You don't have to like do like a bloody...
with the hand, didn't
That's
it?
Why I thought he was going to die.
Yeah.
And I just thought he was going to sit there and he was going to go... And then, yeah. Okay, great, we're done. We've killed someone. It's not gruesome. He's just... It's powerful.
Yep.
But yeah, that's what I was going for. But apparently it's not the way it's supposed to be.
No, I understand. I mean, it's not a great movie. But I did enjoy the nostalgic side of things. And I liked the fact that there was all these little different beats throughout the movie of going, oh, that's like the first. When I watch it and rewatch it, that'll probably become tiresome.
Yeah.
And I'd rather watch the first. So I do see where you come from with that.
Not even with the car being in my cinema.
The car's amazing. But also, this is no Top Gun Maverick.
No.
This is nowhere near Top Gun Maverick. Top Gun Maverick really hit the spot.
For this to be Top Gun Maverick, Bill Murray would still be the lead character.
Yeah.
And... Yeah, he's got to be in his... Well, we said he was what? He was 32 when he did the first one?
I think so, yeah.
That's 72 now, then.
Yeah.
That's a bit old.
Interesting that they didn't bring back Rick Moranis or...
Sigourney Weaver. Now, she got a cameo in the first one.
Yeah.
She was either an end of the movie or mid-credit scene, something like that. Yeah. Moranis has been retired, man.
Shame. I like him.
Yeah, his children are obviously grown. Maybe he's just like, I don't want to do it anymore.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Leave where it was.
Yeah.
Remember me how it was rather than now.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe it'll be such a time frame. He's worried about the difference in appearance or his ability. I've been out of the game so long.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Who knows?
Who knows, indeed.
But I still say go see it. Anybody seeing the original, go see it.
Skip it. I mean, if you've got this far, obviously you've seen it. Or you just let me spoil the movie for you. But my thought would be, I mean, obviously, if you like the first one, you're probably going to go see the second one. I didn't like the first one, so. The second one's better than the first one. So if you like the first one, this one's better than that. But there's nothing in this that's as good as that one.
As good as that last.
That last 10 minutes.
Yeah, 10, 15 minutes.
When the four of them stand side by side and they. Oh, that's great.
Great.
And then when I think she comes and he hugs her or something like that. Yeah. Like, that's great, too. And.
Yeah.
It's weird because we know it's not really him, and it's weird because we know it's the magic of AI.
Yeah.
But what is, in this case, what's a movie if not kind of an ethereal spirit anyway, where you get to have them around always?
Absolutely.
And this gives us another another go at it, which case, you know, kind of like, this podcast will theoretically live much. Jeez, are we just leaving these giant, like, audio relics of ourselves for you know...
How funny would that be?
Archaeologists study best film ever to learn about what you know, 21st century life was like in England.
I've got to episode 2,368.
What do you have for home? What do you for homework? Oh, I got a Hermes episode. Oh, I'm listening to it on, like, 3-speed. It doesn't matter. He still talks.
We're at the 6-hour mark. I've got work in the morning.
So there we go.
Oh, nice.
Oh, it's the fifth consecutive year, and somehow they still find ways to make Liv Tyler worst actress of the year.
And we seem to do more films there, isn't it?
Yeah, just keep punching them in there. I was realizing recently that I'm going to have to find something else that's quite bad to put in there. So, you know, sorry, I know you love it. But so the Fifth Element has some competition for like half my resty picks.
Yeah, okay.
It's early days, but man, is it a lot of picks.
Do you know why I love Fifth Element, right? It was so off the wall. It's so different.
You're not wrong.
Do you know what I mean? And I'm not normally into sci-fi things, you know, but that was so oddball. I really did like it, you know?
Right, yeah.
Mila Jovovich.
Oh, I'm trying to figure out, because I'm tempted to do a theater skip it on Dune 2.
Not seeing the first.
That's my problem.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to watch Dune 1, and that's like 2.5 hours just to access the movie that's out.
Yeah.
It seems to be, we'll see, if it remains like a big cultural event, maybe I'll do it.
I'm not a fan if I'm being...
No, you're fine. I'm sure I could find somebody, but outside of that, let us know what else is out there. See it or skip it season. What you got? Outside of that, there's the usual stuff. Go hit us up on the... Hey, we got a thread out currently for for our mailbag, why not go to our Twitter account and look up the post that says hashtag AskBFE. Add your question in there, and when we get to 12, we're going to release, or we're going to record, anyway, an episode. As this is out right now, you will have heard, I believe I'm recording See It or Skip It's Hunt, both nights at WrestleMania.
Oh, nice.
To go ahead and do that. I believe that's happening with Steve from the Steve Warlord podcast.
Cool.
It's Easter, so I haven't heard back today, but I believe that's the plan. So we have that. And next week, of course, we are recording on Mad Max from 1979.
Yeah. Cool.
45-year anniversary.
Wow.
Not a lot of CGI in that one, I'd wager.
No.
No. So that's about it. Thanks a lot for checking out our See It or Skip It on Ghostbusters Frozen Empire.
Well done, you.
Thank you. I kept going back to Empire State.
There we are.
I almost called the film McDonald's. I'm that tired. But Frozen Empire I had. But not loving it. But go ahead, check out what we got going on. You can always get a hold of us on Twitter at @BestFilmEverPod. And outside of that, hey, we got a Patreon. Want to go ahead and check it out? Patreon.com/BFE. We kept it simple for you. All right, we got to see it and we got to skip it, which is nice. It fits the branding.
Yeah.
There we are. So who are you on for this one? Team Ian or Team Liam? Let us know.
Team Liam.
There we go. Put a post up a hashtag. It's Team Ian or Team Liam. Let us know. Anyway, outside of that, that's about all we got. We've been recording forever and a day, so time to wrap this sucker up and say, for best film ever, I've been Ian.
And I've been Liam.
And we'll catch you on the flippity flop.
The flippity flip flop.
I tell you who I loved.
Go on.
Loved. Kumail Nanjiani.
Oh, he's good, isn't he? The firebender.
I don't know.
Oh.
Jeez. Stop talking.